It is time for week 15 NFL picks. Got Ben from Sports Meets Beer. You should check out their podcast and all the podcasting apps. Week 15. It's pretty crazy. We all went 1-2 last week as we do our NFL picks. But Ben, at week 15, you're number one at 25-11. It's amazing.
I honestly don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. This is
going into the playoffs. COVID. This has never happened, right? Going into the playoffs.
This is COVID. Up is down, left is right. We don't know what's going on. Ben is winning. Brad is losing.
All right. So normally we pick the Niner game and the Raider game. The Raiders played on Thursday, so we'll do the Niners game. And as crazy as this sounds, the Niners are 5-8 going into Dallas, which the Cowboys are 4-9. This was supposed to be Sunday Night Football. It got flexed out for obvious reasons. But the thing is that even though it's a 5-8 team against a 4-9 team, it still has playoff implications. I mean, it has Cowboy implications for their division. They could like get back into the race of the division, and the Niners are, you know, on the outside looking into the wild card. But I suppose anything is possible, although it's not looking likely with the loss last week against Washington. So what do you got with the 49ers at the Cowboys?
Well, you know, this might as well be a divisional game. I mean, the Cowboys and Niners have a very, very strong hatred. I would equate it to how the Raiders and the Steelers play each other, right? I mean, it's one of those things like you always have the Cowboys number, and it's been that way for a lot of years. And no matter how good they are, they just play differently. You know, obviously, we still have to deal with Mullins and that. But, you know, really, when it's December football, defense is a huge factor. And this is going to parlay into my other pick as well. But the Niners just ultimately have the better defense. They are way more disciplined and way better. And the, you know, the offense, you know, the Niners have struggled to have a consistent offense. You know, players injured, players on COVID, all those things. Doesn't matter who you put in the place, whether it's Mullins, Jimmy G, you know, Kittle in and out, whoever it is, the Niners always seem to score points. So I'm not worried about that. It's the defense that's going to really stand up this game. And I really feel like the Niners are going to take this one.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. As crazy as it sounds, the Niners have not proven anything in the last 3-4 weeks. But the Dallas Cowboys defense is just the worst. And
right. I go back. This is how many weeks ago Brad goes, there's 32 teams and the Cowboys defense is ranked 38th or 36th or whatever. Yeah. That got
it's
me
really
and
bad.
I still and, every week.
Yeah. And Andy Dalton for the Cowboys has actually been playing better the last few weeks, but he's not mobile. The Niners can get some pressure. I agree with you. I think the Niners defense is what makes them win this game. No thanks to Nick Mullins. And how bad does CJ Beathard have to be that he's not in this game? Because Nick Mullins has been horrific. He was so bad in that Washington game, just so bad. And there's no inkling that they're going to throw him out. Now, Kittle has practiced this week, but I don't think he'll be back for this game. So it's going to be the same crew. Maybe. For the first time in a while, a clean sweep for the 49ers.
There we go.
Which will be nice for them to beat the Cowboys. And I technically keeps them in the playoff hunt, but meh. Not really. We'll do the wild card picks coming up next.